I think I've said enough, so now it's the turn of the audience. Would anyone like to start the ball rolling and comment on anything I said earlier in my talk? Ah, that young gentleman over there.
Hi, my name's Jake, and I've got a question for you. You referred to outsider art as being the work of self-taught rather than trained or professional artists. Does that mean anyone can produce art, then?
Well, what we define as art will always remain subjective, but given that we can agree more or less on a common perception of what is actually art, then yes, anyone in theory can produce art. The challenge, though, is to produce good art.
Excuse me, may I ask a question, please?
Yes, of course. Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. My name's Lucy.
So, Lucy, what would you like to ask?
Don't you think that untrained artists lack the necessary technique to produce good art? I felt that some of the paintings by outsider artists that you showed us earlier were, to be honest, rather crude.
I think you're confusing technique with art here. A great technique doesn't guarantee great art, you know. But I think impressive art can still be produced by gifted artists lacking in what are accepted as basic art skills. OK. Can I have another question from a member of the audience, please?
Hi, I've got a question. Oh, my name's Dave, by the way. I just wanted to ask, how many outsider artists were or are recognised in their lifetime?
Relatively few. The exceptions are the ones who create particularly monumental or significant works of art, like Nekshan's sculpture garden in India or Ferdinand Chaval's fantastic building, the Palace Ideal. Both, as you know, were created purely from recycled materials.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing. I remember them from the slides you showed earlier.
But what impresses people most is not so much the sheer scale of these buildings and sculptures as the work involved. These artists built their work single-handedly over many years and, more to the point, in total secret, as they lacked planning permission. That adds to the romance of the whole undertaking, don't you think?
Well, their work certainly impressed me.
Yes, outsider art certainly produces work that is one of a kind. So, now I would like to post some questions to the audience. First, I would like to ask someone from the audience which, out of all the outsider artwork I showed you previously, is the most impressive and why?
Excuse me, may I?
Oh, yes. Hello again, Jake. So tell me, which artwork was your favourite?
Well, funnily enough, the paintings by Adolf Wolfi. I know the perspective is crazy and all over the place, but the work is so detailed.
Well, look at the great artists like Picasso and Matisse. Perspective or lack of it was never an issue with them.
Oddly, whilst I appreciate that style in outsider art, I can't say the same for modern art. I guess it's because I don't approach the two art forms with the same set of expectations.
Interesting. You mean you expect more of artists with obvious skill and a professional training, like Picasso and Matisse?
I guess so. You know, I expect modern artists to use conventions like perspective, at least. And another thing, I can't really understand why modern artists are often so highly acclaimed by critics, whilst outsider artists are virtually ignored. That's probably because they are generally not as skillful, I suppose.
I take your point. I imagine that, with the exception of outsider artists, you tend to like work by more traditional artists.
I suppose. Like everyone, I can appreciate Renaissance art, as exemplified by Da Vinci and Michelangelo. Amazing technique and all that. And I also understand the popularity of Impressionist artists, too.
One other question. What's your opinion of modern sculpture? Do you have the same opinion of modern sculpture as you do of modern painting?
I think all sculptors have to be pretty skilled to work with materials like metal and stone, so I admire them in a way. But many modern sculptures, particularly public artworks, are often given praise I feel they don't deserve.
You seem to have quite definite views about art. Well, it was most interesting hearing your views.